access among those who are standing here.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who was giving this message to Joshua? It was an angel.
It was
not the Lord. Nope. Now, the Lord did rebuke Satan, but then it goes right on to say the angel presented, he actually clothed Joshua, dressed him, girded him with
cleaned
his
him
robe.
Up.
That's right, cleaned him up. I mean, our angels are special friends. They truly are, and special servants. And then the angel gave the message directly from the Lord as if it were the Lord himself.
Well,
the
he
angel
just said,
presented it.
And let's read this again with that understanding. Mm-hmm. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, if you will perform my service, then you will also govern my house and also have charge of my courts. Now here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I will grant you free access among those who are standing here. Now what does that mean to us? That means that this man Joshua, and by the way, God says he's no respecter of persons. I realize he was a priest. But God is saying here, if you will do my things and you will go with my ways, then I will allow you to walk among the angels.
Praise God.
Now, these angels are mighty in strength, performing the voice of the word. They are our servants. And you know, sometimes we try to get things done. Barbara and God just told me this weekend, and I shared it with you this weekend. He said, Darren, sometimes you tried to get things done purely through faith, purely through confession, and you didn't speak to your angels and give them specific assignments to go out there and do things for you.
That's
and
great.
For the ministry.
That is really good. We find out that they're supernatural beings. They're very intelligent beings. They're mightier and more powerful than we are, Darren, on our own. They are
amen.
More powerful
amen.
Than we
amen.
Are. When Ezekiel saw the angels, the four living creatures, and they had four different faces, one of a man, which shows the intelligence of the angels, one and that they were created by God, like we are, and one of an ox, that means patience, diligence, and unwearied steadfastness. They're going to stay on their job until it's done. And then one of a lion, they had the authority from God and strength and boldness as a lion to do what God has told him to do. And then they also had the face of an eagle, which means they had sharpness of sight. They have far greater sight than we do. They can soar and fly above the heavens like the eagles
do. Above the storms.
Yes, above the storms. So this gives us a wonderful overlay of what angels can do for us.
Now, I think that someday we're going to be so embarrassed and realize that these angels are all around us.
Yes.
And we're going to be reading scriptures about that, but they're all around us, and I believe they're waiting. I've mm-hmm. seen them standing around people saying, just would you please tell me what you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I was meditating this weekend on angels, and I get so excited about this because I have seen a lot of angels, and I've had angels talk to me. And I don't believe that's just for Darren. I believe that's for all of us.
That's right. I agree.
But I really believe that these angels are out there. But I believe we're going to be so embarrassed when we realize that they were standing around waiting for us to give the word. And God spoke to me this weekend. He said, I want to tell you now, they do not respond to double-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
They will not move until you know what you're doing and you've got it focused and you're going out there with specific intent. But if you're going back and forth, changing it every 5 minutes, they stand down, as they say in the military. They just stand still.
That's right. The other day, I was going to tell you the other day, and you were so excited. We were at the market, one of our favorite places to have coffee after the broadcast, and you were sitting there. We were talking about angels because we've been involved in this message for about 2 weeks here, talking about angels and what we were going to present to all of you. And you push out the chair sometimes to lay your Bibles, or sometimes we read the newspaper. And here was this chair kind of out in the middle of where we were sitting. And here was an angel just sitting there watching you, talking about him and listening, because I thought it was so wonderful to see this image. And I said, Lord, keep that up for a little while. I just want to look at this man. And it was a man. It was a man. He had longer hair, but not unlike a lot of people that were in the market that day. The only thing is, you couldn't see him you couldn't touch him in the physical, but he was there. And the Lord says, there's many, many more there all the time for you.
Now, why didn't you introduce yourself?
I should have, but
why
you were just so enthused about
talking. Why didn't you say, what is your name? My name is Barbara.
But you were talking at the time, see, and I just didn't want to interrupt you. But I see, as we know that angels are around us, all around us, Darren, it is going to bless us and give us confidence and bolster us when we need hope and assurance.
You know, I think also, Barbara, we mentioned this one time before, but I think we need to recognize the angels when, for example, we have something that happens that's just supernatural. Mm-hmm. You say, well, how did that happen? Well, let's don't just charge that off to saying, boy, that just has no explainable reason or cause. No. Hey, let's call it like it is. Lord, thank you that your angels have served me today, and they brought me this favor or this break or this breakthrough. And it couldn't have happened. I couldn't have done that on my own. I didn't do anything to make this happen.
That's right.
Lord, so thank you that your supernatural angels have been working on my behalf. And I think we ought to thank the angels. And I think we ought to praise God that they're all around us.
Praise the
Lord. Now, that's not kooky stuff.
No.
That's real stuff.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes. Amen. I agree.
Why didn't you tell me there was an angel there?
I just enjoyed it.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
I think I'm like Manoah's wife in Judges when the angel came to her twice, and then she goes to her husband and said, an angel came to me today. And he says, why didn't you tell me? It was only the third time then that the angel appeared to Manoah himself. But I think it's kind of fun.
Well, I want to read this Psalm 103:20. This is such a great scripture. It says, bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. They were created to praise and worship God, and God named
Absolutely.
Every one of them.
Absolutely.
He didn't make just a jillion angels and throw them out there in mass. You know, he named every one of those angels, and they all spend their time worshiping him and taking care of us.
Well, in Hebrews, let me look that up really quickly. In the first chapter of Hebrews, where we just really enjoy reading about this, it says that their primary purpose is to worship Jesus. And in Hebrews 1:7, let all the angels of God worship Jesus. And then he goes on to say, of the angels, he says, who makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But their primary purpose here is to worship Jesus.
And we'll be talking about this later, but they say things around the throne like, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Yes, that's
worthy
exciting.
Is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory, honor, majesty, and power. Now, those two things you can say when their devil's really after you. And I mean, you can throw his forces into absolute confusion if you'll say those, what I just said out of the book of Revelation. And that's what those angels are saying before the throne of God.
That's right. Now, Psalm 103 that you just got through reading about, we know here in this one verse, just one verse. And those of you who are listening, you can get this out of verses when you ask Holy Spirit, go into the mind of God for me, according to 1 Corinthians 2, and explain to me and help me to understand what the responsibilities and the commissioning of these angels is for me. And here in Psalm 103:20-21, just these two verses, Darren, it says, bless the Lord, you his angels. Now we know they worship him. They bless God. Mighty in strength. They are mighty in strength. These wonderful supernatural servants of ours are mighty in strength who perform his word. They go about doing God's word. So you, as a believer, need to put God's word out there so your angel can go to work on behalf of God's word, and they obey the voice of his word. So we know when we put the word out, they're almost forced. These angels are forced to obey God's word. And when we put God's word out there and commission them, they are almost forced to go and do what we commission them to do.
Which is, I don't believe the angels have a will of their own. I believe that they are created to do that. I don't believe it's any struggle for them to do that.
No, I don't either.
But here's something for you that the Holy Spirit right now gave me, and he's never given it to me before, so this is fresh off the press. If your children are around a lot of cursing and blasphemy, or your family or you, why don't you ask the angels of praise and worship and adoration of God to speak those marvelous messages into the ears of your loved ones?
Mm.
So when they're swimming in all this defilement, and I don't even care if your kids quote unquote go to a Christian school, not all these kids talk like they ought to talk. So let's just get honest
about it here.
Well, what if they could hear in their ear? What if they could just hear praise and worship of the Most High God? What if they could hear that? So you can send angels of protection, warfare, and one of the greatest warfare things you can do is just to praise the living God with the name of Jesus.
That's right. Now, many times God is calling his angels messengers, wind, flames of fire. What do you think this word wind or flames of fire mean, Darren, as far as his angels are concerned? Why does he call them that?
Well, wind is powerful. Wind is directive. It comes from place. It's going someplace. Mm-hmm. It's also invisible. The word says, you know, you can't see the wind. You don't know where it's going.
Yes.
I think one word in the King James says where it listeth. But here we talk about ministers or flames of fire. Now, to me, when you say fire in Scripture, you talk about energy. Mm-hmm. You're talking about power. Mm. You're talking about change. Mm. And some fire is destructive. Sometimes fire and a